Namaste, and thank you for giving me this time. I am not what we would talk about sustainability. I sit in a position today where I have now been involved with Auroville with great joy for about 5 years. And for the rest of my time, I'm trying to make sense of India, of what is happening in India and what's happening in the world. And every time I'm outside, I get more and more excited by the possibility of Auroville. And I think all of you are just so involved in whether my left foot is bigger than my right foot or my knee hurts more than my shoulder, that you have forgotten the most important thing. That for the way humanity is today, for the way the world is today, there is no other positive possibility except Auroville, for anywhere in the world. I spent the last half an hour with some people from your farm sector. I have been working with farmers, suicides, starvation, crop patterns in Gujarat and Maharashtra. One of the things I've been trying to tell the government is that you can't think of farm without thinking health, without thinking agriculture, without thinking education and malnutrition. These are all things that are completely connected, which is why when I saw this, I got very excited. When I was talking to your farm people, they were telling me how they're meeting in this afternoon in a group, and then next week they are going to be meeting with the processing people, and they are going to be meeting with the educational people, so that a policy can be brought up which takes all these linkages, which are linkages, they are not separate things. If you're talking health, you're talking food. If you're talking food, you're talking education, because malnourished children are not going to become positive people in the new environment. In Auroville, it's possible. We've got to make it happen. We have got to become the answer to the questions of sustainability, the question of humaneness, the question of kindness, the question of cooperation, the question of everything that all of us pretend we want. But why are we just so stuck 5 years? That means it's 18 years. I mean 5 years. Same questions, same egos, same competitiveness. Why? This is about cooperation. This is about making it happen for humanity. Don't you understand that all of us have hopes here? And if this group spends their time ridiculously scratching each other's backs or slapping each other, you've blown it for the world. If 2,000 people can't make it happen so that it is the best for everybody, the best for the earth, the best for our better natures, not for our darkness, then what do we do with 6 billion people? I'm appealing to you, as somebody who loves Auroville and who loves the vision and who knows the possibility, please let's move on. The world will destroy itself if we sit here fiddling. Thank you.